escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We are live for the Going Low Oakmont special. I am Chris Muller. I am here being Oakmont Bakery, which has been a great place to hang out for the last 4 hours for me on the PM team. Jeff Hathorne is there being the media center at Oakmont Country Club just up the hill on Halton Road. You can join the show this way. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. They're a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A lot of personal injuries being suffered by scorecards, by famous golfers today at Oakmont. Notable names like Rory McIlroy at +4, like Gary Woodland at +3, like Bryson DeChambeau at +3, and like Tommy Fleetwood at +4, Matt Fitzpatrick +4, Wyndham Clark +4, Lucas Glover +4. Those last several names, Fitzpatrick, Clark, and Glover, like McIlroy, U.S. Open champions of the past, not having much luck with a rapidly firming and quickening Oakmont Country Club earlier today. Jeff Hathorne, I say all that, though, to say that for me at least, the very big story at the outset right now is that the overwhelming favorite coming into this tournament, Scottie Scheffler, walks to the 16th tee, 3 over par, and currently 7 shots off the pace set by J.J. Spaun.
Yeah, everybody asked Scottie or the field. It's not even a contest right now. Not that that's a fair setup, but given the way he had played, I mean, Scottie Scheffler is just, he's struggling. Struggling some with the putter. Only hit 6 of 12 fairways, 70th in putting so far. He's just kind of, I don't know how to best describe it. He's just kind of knocked his way around this golf course. He's avoided anything disastrous, but he just keeps giving shots back, which is something you don't see from Scottie. It's the antithesis of what we've seen from Scottie Scheffler. And I don't know that Scottie Scheffler could shoot himself out of a tournament in the first round, but he gives another shot or two back. I mean, it's a crazy uphill swing to try to shoot a Johnny Miller at Oakmont.
I think one of the things we saw, he birdied 11, Jeff, and he had hit the stick on 10, which prevented him from making birdie there. And I think the combination of those two holes to start after he played the front nine in 2 over par, I think people thought, okay, here he comes. He's got a par 5. It's a long hole, but he can get there and make birdie. But the opposite has happened. He doesn't take advantage of 12. Then he bogeys 13, he bogeys 15, and like you said, he's just not having an easy go of it right now. And it's not like a PGA Tour course. You're not going to be able, if you get down early, to just automatically assume, oh, there's a par 5 coming up, I'm going to birdie that. Oh, there's a shorter 4 here with no trouble, I'm going to stuff one there and make that putt too. So he's got work to do. I think he needs to get in the house with at least one under down these last three holes. None of which are a picnic. 17 is obviously risk-reward, but I think if he gets in the house at plus two, I'll feel a lot better than plus three in the way it looks. He's not, I guess he's the story on the course and the story certainly given the expectations, Jeff, coming in. But yep. The story right now is the guy who fired the best opening round at a U.S. Open in Oakmont history. That's J.J. Spahn, 66 and not a single bogey on his card today.
Yeah, and an impressive round. And it started with a birdie on the first hole. I mean, he birdied 10, birdied 12, birdied 16, birdied 17. And then at 400, you're thinking, how lower can he go? Or the other way, we've seen guys get into red figures and then just drop like a weight. But he kept finding a way. He would get up and down. He would make a long par putt. And for a guy who has one tour win, a guy who spent years on PGA Tour Canada and on the Korn Ferry Tour, here he was with this opportunity and in a golf course that is just there to attack you, and he just kept making the right play, and his putting was outstanding today.
Yeah, I thought, Jeff, one of the things, obviously being able to check on as much of Spahn's round as I could, the putting was great. He took 26 putts. That's an obscenely low number at any course. It's doubly obscene at Oakmont. He also chipped in for a birdie. I think what you said there, though, is very well taken. He is not some no-name. I mean, if anyone watches golf more avidly than just the four majors, you know that he was in a playoff with Rory where he did not do so well at TPC Sawgrass at the Players, which a lot of these guys will tell you means more to them than maybe the PGA Championship. It's certainly talked about like it's a true fifth major. But I thought he showed some of the experience that he has had from those big tournament moments earlier this year by not getting over his skis. I think the tendency that you brought up here is to essentially get over-anxious, right, when you have the course going the way you want it to go, when you're chipping in like he did for a birdie, and he didn't. He played a very steady Eddie round of golf, and to go 35 on that front nine after stacking up all those birdies I thought was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, Oakmont is not a course where you step on the gas. Oakmont is a course where you're a defensive driver.
So Joe Starkey would do well there. That makes sense.
Where you wanted to avoid mistakes. Maybe not tee off with a 5-wood, but if you can do that and avoid mistakes, that is something that you will be rewarded for at Oakmont Country Club. But they've tried to make it as long as they possibly can, given today's technology, and try to make it more defensive. But these guys are so good. And Spahn, man, he was – Chris, he was – he was just steady, and you kept waiting as other names would jump up onto the leaderboard early. Guys like McIlroy, who had two birdies in his first three holes. Others that just had good start, and he just kept steady along, not paying attention. And, you know, he's not someone that you thought of at the beginning of the tournament. He was 150-1 odds.
Yep.
But to your point, it's not like he was –
not a complete
300
unknown.
300-1.
Yeah, he's not a complete unknown. Exactly. Like I said, there's a been there, done that factor, and I think coming up short at the Players might have helped him from an experience standpoint. Let's hear, Nelly, what J.J. Spahn had to say. A 66.
And
yes, Jeff.
No, I was going to say, and Chris, to set it up, he talks about what he did with those 26 putts.
My speed was really good, like my lag putt speed, except for like number one. But that was a really tough putt. You're hitting it back uphill, then it starts cresting downhill from where I was. And I would say that putt on one, you know, the second putt, it was probably like 10 feet, and I kind of curled it in there and just went right in. And I kind of it felt like one of those days where, you know, you couldn't really miss anything, you know, that was a reasonable putt to make.
Just two more on the right.
JJ, coming up number nine, obviously a pretty iconic view in golf. You've got a crowd following you. You're four under. Do you look out at the crowd? If so, what are you thinking? You know, what's kind of going through your mind at that point?
It's such a blur when you're playing. But I heard a lot of, like, go JJ chants and stuff like that. And it's really cool to see, you know, the magnitude of this championship and at such a historic venue. To see the beautiful clubhouse in the background, it was really cool to see. But you know, you're just trying to stay in the moment. You know, you want to say like thank you to everyone that's like telling you good playing, but like you end up saying it 50 times in one hole, but thanks to everyone that was wishing me well today.
Last question on the right, Patrick.
Congrats on a terrific round. I wonder, as of right now, you're leading the U.S. Open by 2 shots. As you rightly said, it's still a long way to go, but I wonder, what does that mean to you personally, and how also do you deal with your nerves and emotions that go with that?
It definitely makes me feel good, makes me feel confident that I'm leading the tournament. Like you said, there's plenty more golf left, and this course is only going to get tougher. I'm trying to feel like I have nothing to lose. That was kind of my mantra at the Players when I was playing really well at that tournament and going into Sunday with the lead, is like, I feel like I have nothing to lose. So I'm going to roll with that again this week, and, you know, hopefully it'll turn out more in my favor.
You know, he came out here, Chris, with no real prior history at Oakmont, really not knowing what to expect. It's his first Open, or second Open, rather, but first here at Oakmont, and he thought that helped him, not reading all the clips, not knowing how difficult this was. I mean,
right.
You have an idea, but you don't really know. But he didn't do a deep dive, and he said there was one point in his career where he admitted he was scared, that he didn't want to be in the lead because he was scared of being chased. And he had a sit down with somebody who kind of told him, if you want to be a champion, you need to act like one. And his mentality is, come get me. And that was something that is different than what he's had most of his career.
Yeah, I think that's a good last thought there on him is, you know, somebody else might make a birdie, they cut into the lead, that doesn't make you slam your foot on the accelerator. And I thought he showed that. I would also say, Jeff, the one thing that surprised me about him being the lead was not so much that he's an unknown, because we've established now pretty well that he is not an unknown golfer, J.J. Spahn, but he is not the longest hitter by any stretch on tour. In fact, when he, I don't remember how well you recall this, but at that Players playoff, Rory kind of set a tone by hitting about a 345-yard bomb in the early morning, you know, when there's no rollout, and he's just carrying a ball way past where Spahn was able to hit it on the 16th hole there at Sawgrass. So I actually think that how firm the course was today and how much firmer it should be tomorrow with no rain in the forecast helps a guy like J.J. Spahn, who is a pretty accurate hitter of the golf ball, because the distance, I think, advantage or disadvantage gets mitigated a little bit. Those other guys might be bombing it even further down, but Spahn's still hitting shorter clubs than he might otherwise be hitting if the conditions were a little softer out there and there wasn't as much rollout.
84th today in driving distance was Spahn, yet he is the leader.
Coming up, we'll get you some odds right now because Scottie Scheffler struggles right now. He is through 16. He got out of there with a par. That is a brutal par 3. The odds have changed. It took a lot to knock Scottie out of the favorites position. We'll get you an update on those odds coming up next here on our Going Low Oakmont special. Jeff Hathorn over there at the Media Center at Oakmont. I'm down here, Chris Muller, at the Oakmont Bakery. There's also one name. We used to laugh on Going Low anytime Scottie Scheffler this year was within a couple shots after 36 holes. You basically could play the Jaws theme because here he comes. There's somebody else who is sniffing around the lead not far off, who has stared down Tiger Woods to win a major and done so seemingly with relative ease. I'll tell you who I'm talking about, who I've got my eye very closely trained on as he's one under par with one hole to play. That's coming up next. Live from Oakmont Bakery and the Media Center at Oakmont Golf Club. Two locations, one show. It's the Going Low Oakmont Special on 93.7 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our Twitter here at 93.7 The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Chris Muller at the Oakmont Bakery. Jeff Hathorn up at the Media Center at Oakmont Country Club for the U.S. Open. We are bringing you this Going Low Oakmont special until 7 o'clock tonight. Then it's the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Dan Zangrilli. So a couple of things I wanted to get to about the odds before we talk about specific players. But right now, if you check this out at Bet Parks, we have some interesting things happening with the odds in this tournament. The live odds on this U.S. Open to win straight away. Scottie Scheffler is still plus 600 as a co-favorite with Jon Rahm, who is also plus 600. Brooks Koepka and J.J. Spahn at plus 1,200 apiece. Bryson DeChambeau plus 1,600. Colin Morikawa plus 1,800. I bring that up to tell you that it's interesting to me that Scheffler is still getting this degree of respect, even though he is going to start tomorrow. And I'm the biggest Scottie Scheffler believer out there. The fact that he's going to start tomorrow, bare minimum, it looks like, at least I would say six shots back of J.J. Spahn, maybe five if he tears it up. I haven't seen what he's done on 17 yet, but probably seven back. And he's still a co-favorite is really something. This is all, of course, brought to you by Bet Parks. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So that was a look at the live odds brought to you by Bet Parks right there. Jeff, we have a couple guys I wanted to get to, but the first one made me look even more prescient for being willing to bring him up. He was minus one when we went to break. He's minus two and in the clubhouse with a 68. And this guy is a big game hunter if there ever was one. He has three PGA championships, including one at Bellerive, where he stared down crowd favorite Tiger Woods and did so seemingly with ease. He's won two of these U.S. Opens. When the courses get very hard, when the conditions get tough, when it's major time and it's big boy golf, Brooks Koepka seems to rise to the challenge. I thought being on the LIV Tour really hurt him because he couldn't sharpen the knife at all, and then he just didn't have it in some of these majors. He is back in a big way. He eagles early, makes a bunch of pars, gives both of those back, and then comes in birdie-birdie to get in the house at 68. I think that is a guy to watch very carefully, and if I were going to readjust my prediction right now, it would probably be him to win because he really has been there, done that before.
The Dick Groat gene came out in Brooks Koepka, and you know what I liked about it is that he had to grind through some of it. He had the eagle at four that set him up on front 933, but a couple of bogeys on 10 and 14, and now it's like, okay, you're back even. Is he just going to fall back? This is the Koepka that we've seen over the last couple of years. He just It just doesn't seem to be in it. He doesn't have the focus all the time. And then, boom, 17 and 18. 17 is a short par 4, but you still have to hit in a position to give yourself a birdie. And then a birdie on 18 any day is a beauty. And Brooks Koepka, yeah, I'm with you. I just like the mentality that it came in with, and I'm anxious to hear what he had to say about this round and if he can keep that focus through the rest of the way.
He treats golf like a contact sport, I think. He has more of a major four-sport athlete mentality, Jeff, and I think that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. I think he was kind of a bad guy in that sense, and we now know, by the way, that his dismissive I don't actually care attitude is a front. He absolutely does. But I do think the way he looks at tournaments like this and the way he tries to treat the majors and the mental approach he has just really helps him. He's one missed four-footer away on 14 from going 3-under today and feeling like the obvious favorite to overtake a guy like Spahn, even without seeing him anymore in PGA tournaments. You just say, well, that guy's won 5 majors. He's won 2 of these before. Of course he's going to get it done.
It's the experience when you look at the leaderboard and you see, you know, guys like Lawrence and Im and Neergaard and Siwoo Kim, good players, obviously had really good days, but haven't
done
what
Jack Nicklaus thing here
has done.
You going to do the Jack Nicklaus bit about Scotty
exactly.
Here with Ben Griffin?
Exactly, where you're looking at the field and going, eh. But if J.J. Spahn's looking behind him, you bet he's looking at what Brooks Koepka is doing. You bet he's looking at what John Rahm and Jordan Spieth are doing. Those are the guys that grab your attention. And Ben Griffin's a guy. I mean, this guy just battled his whole career, just to bring up another golfer quickly.
Sure.
And what I loved at the Memorial, yeah, Scotty beat him. But on 14, a relatively short par 4 with all kinds of water, he's like, I don't want to just finish second. And he pulled out a driver and try to drive it, which no one tries to do. But I love that aggression. That aggression can hurt you here, but I just like the mindset of, if there's anyone here that probably feels like they're playing with house money given all he's done, it's Ben Griffin in his first U.S.
Yeah,
Open.
He's been to the bottom, Jeff, and had to climb all the way back. And I thought even though Scotty won by a comfortable margin there, at no point did it look like one of those Tiger situations where the guy playing with Tiger trying to chase him down just looked completely overmatched. Like you said, Griffin was still going for it and making big putts, by the way, down the stretch. Scotty mm-hmm. is just Scotty Scheffler, and that tends to happen when he's involved. The other guy, though, and by the way, Max Fly probably loving Ben Griffin's success right now as he's just randomly playing a ball most people haven't thought of since the Bellotta era. The one guy who's behind Koepka but in red numbers, who isn't looking at Brooks Koepka and going, oh, no, it's the Terminator, the guy who just walks everybody down and looks like a free safety, is another dude who probably could have played linebacker had he grown up in the United States. John Rahm at 1-under right now. He's trying to get in the house, Jeff, and finish a round of 69. On number 9 because he started on the back 9. That's another huge name. He was in contention until he vaulted himself right out of the PGA by getting necessarily aggressive and just didn't have it go his way at Quail Hollow. But 3 off the lead, if I were J.J. Spahn, I'd be looking hard at him as well.
And another guy that I think's been hurt by the LIV Tour, just not as sharp. There is some competition. There's obviously some good players on the LIV. DeChambeau is a really good player and some past
champions. There's Joaquin
Niemann.
I've been told he's just waiting to break through and win one of these. And as I search for Joaquin Niemann's name right now, he's not exactly beating the charges, Jeff, that he can't play in the majors when he does come over here. Phil Mickelson, I think, said he was the best player in the world. Would you care to guess off the top of your head where Joaquin Niemann finished or is currently sitting through 15?
73rd.
He is tied for 69th, not so nice of a round, plus 4 through 15 holes here. So, yeah, there is competition on LIV, but Rahm said that, I don't know if you caught this, Rahm said the quiet part out loud. He said it's easier to basically win and to contend seriously on the LIV Tour. He just said it straight away. Like, and he's right, by the way.
He is right. And, it's a hell of a lot of money, and I'm not begrudging these guys for taking a paycheck. I'm just saying you haven't. Maybe they're just not quite as sharp. And I say that knowing that DeChambeau's been right there in all the majors and in the big tournaments. But aside from him, most of the other guys on that tour in these big tournaments have been a nothing burger.
Speaking of a nothing burger, we have barely mentioned this guy's name. We're 35 minutes into this show, Jeff. Rory McIlroy, I have nothing against him, obviously. His willingness to talk and usually be pretty open and vulnerable about what he's feeling, what he's going through, I actually think is a major reason that he's become so overwhelmingly popular. And him winning the Masters and doing the career Grand Slam as a result and completing that, I think is like a feel-good story in golf this year. But I was right about him, bottom line. And through one round at least, he has not been driving the ball straight since he had to ditch his driver head and put a new one on at the PGA. He hated the way that that got leaked out to the media and that the media did what they're supposed to do and reported it. And his struggles continued. He started hot early and then gave a bunch back to par and ended up 74 and probably in need of a big round just to make sure he makes the cut tomorrow.
Yeah, 41 on the opening nine, which was his back nine, including a double on the long par 3 eighth. You know, you thought maybe on that front nine he found something. Maybe there was something after completing the career Grand Slam. And, I mean, you said before the tournament, like, listen, I don't know what my motivation is right now. Okay, he found a motivation on the front nine. Then on the back, I wonder how that back's going to affect. I don't look at him. I don't look at him and say, wow, that back nine's going to get him ready to go out and fire on Friday. I look at that back nine as saying that, is Rory just going to wilt on Friday?
Oh,
like,
I think
is he even now into it?
Yeah, I think he leaves this round with a ton of questions and very much searching for answers, Jeff. Like, you know, we've all gone through it at whatever level of golfer you are and whatever your aspirations and goals are, you know this. You think you found a little fix for some little issue that's happening. You're missing it left, you're missing it right, and you work at it. And maybe for like four or five holes, it goes your way. And I think unless you're somebody who has really done the practice to groove a move like that and to really know you've got it dead cold, all it takes is one or two bad holes to throw you right back to where you were to begin with or worse. And that is absolutely how I feel about McIlroy. I said it was far more likely he missed the cut than won this tournament. And right now it's very much trending like that could absolutely happen to him.
Yeah, and I want to mention one other player. Victor Hovland has hit the ball as well as anybody today. He has made some insane shots. The guy is still on the course and has 29 putts. I mean, he can't putt. He had a 3-putt par on a par 5. Like, if he would just be an average putter right now, we'd be talking about him in contention for this tournament.
All right, so coming up next, we also have Bryson DeChambeau, kind of a quiet plus three, Jeff. I was out on the course. I saw him hit a couple shots, finish up on 11, hit his tee shot on 12. I will say this. I wasn't around for Rory's crowds today, so I have no idea what he was getting as far as the response. I suspect it was a big one. But Bryson, among younger fans, man, he is certainly the people's champ. There is no doubt about, like, under the 23 or 24 and under crowd, they want Bryson DeChambeau to win this tournament.
They do, and the crowds are big. And he's got a sect of people that love him. And if you've seen his videos, you get why. And here's the other thing. I think with these guys that are finishing this afternoon, they have the advantage to get to go in the morning. Because I think the ones that went this morning and get tomorrow afternoon after it's baked for another day, that's going to be the tougher of the two groups that go off tomorrow.
A man who went off first, he hit the very first shot of the 125th U.S. Open, is a Pittsburgh guy, a dentist now residing in Indianapolis who qualified for this tournament in the Pacific Northwest. Matt Vogt, tough day out there score-wise, but you want to talk about a human interest story and something that Pittsburghers could take some pride in for sure, no matter what happened out there today. He caught up with the media after the round. We're going to hear what Matt Vogt had to say coming up next. And then Jeff and I will get into some of what we think are the big stories heading into Friday, what we're going to be watching for, who we're going to be watching for, as it's going to be cut down day at the 125th U.S. Open at Oakmont Country Club. That's where Jeff is at the media room. I'm down the hill at the unbelievably nice And very air-conditioned, by the way, just like the media tent, Jeff. Oakmont Bakery. It is the Going Low Oakmont Special as we continue here before the North Shore Tavern leadoff show on 93.7 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bit on the early side, but it is the 50-minute mark on 93.7 The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. It's going to be in the 60s, still in the low 80s. Pony was, I think, looking at the wrong numbers when he said it was down to the 70s. It's still in the low 80s right now. A hot one, one of the first real hot days of the year, frankly, at Oakmont today. You have a slight possibility of storms tomorrow afternoon, although it looks like most of the rain is really going to hold off until the weekend. That's at least forecast. And that's overnight lows in the 60s, temps in the 80s tomorrow, slight chance of storms, kind of the old pop-up thunderstorm bit, and that's your fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Jeff Hathorn is in the media tent at Oakmont. I'm here at Oakmont Bakery. They have been phenomenal hosts for us today. We'll be back here tomorrow. I'll also be back here for Going Low with Craig Mankins, 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, on moving day here at the U.S. Open. But don't want to bury the lead here. For Jeff and I, give our final thoughts looking ahead to tomorrow and what we're going to be watching for and paying attention to at this U.S. Open. Matt Vogt, great story. His father recently passed, was obviously a big supporter of his golf game, even as an amateur who had a day job. Matt Vogt is a dentist in Indianapolis. He is a Seneca Valley graduate, a Cranberry Township native. He qualified in Walla Walla, Washington. He also hit the very first shot off of the first tee at Oakmont today. The USGA, if you're unfamiliar, often will go with something that's a sentimental storyline like this or a great local interest story and give them a first teeing spot. Matt Vogt got that honor. He shot 82. He did not finish last. He was tied with guys like Matt McCarty, whose names you might recognize, at 82. Right now, bringing up the rear is Justin Hicks, who shot a plus 14, 84 today in round one. Let's hear, though, even with the score being not quite what he wanted, let's hear what Matt Vogt had to say about a dream first round, the experience of a lifetime, I would imagine, at the U.S. Open.
honestly, like, I came in with such optimism for this golf course, but it is so hard. It's just so, so hard. I'd say in the moment, it's just, you feel like you get punched in the face, you know? But ultimately, yeah, I'd say it was fun.
You know? Let me rephrase it. You've had rounds where you've obviously scored lower.
Yeah.
Would you say this was a more rewarding experience than that?
It's tough to, you know, walking off the 18th green, you know, 10 or 15 minutes ago, it's really tough to say that right now. I would say it would be. I mean, honestly, I think anything in golf and life, like, you have to look at things like this, tournaments like this, is just kind of another blip on the radar of your life and your experience. And that's much easier said than done. It's the U.S. Open. You know, for me to just say it's another golf tournament would be lying to myself. So again, I think down the road, there will definitely be a lot of things to take from today. I mean, how could any other golf tournament feel more like this or more filled with pressure like this? I mean, it's the U.S. Open, so... That's kind of, I'm trying to take it, to have a silver lining on shooting 82, honestly.
What do you want to work on now before tomorrow?
Everything.
Nothing's good.
I mean, it sure felt like everything went poorly. That's the thing. You can't just get away with hitting a couple good shots on a hole and one bad shot out here. It's just, it's so penal. I've always, you know, I've the last however many years, like, I've always tried to just work really, really hard. And I think it'd be easy to just to kind of, you know, go take a nap and say that was awful and just mope. But I'm just going to honestly get something to eat and work really, really hard and try to build on something tomorrow. And yeah, just try to do that.
So. You're shy to have another shot at it?
I need a nap first after that. Yes, absolutely. You know, it's disappointing to play poorly. I mean, it's whether it's the U.S. Open or any golf tournament, but... yeah, I'm super excited. Super, super excited.
What's it like having all this attention? Like, aside from the number one, number five ranked players in the world, I mean, everyone wants a piece of you this week. What has that been like?
Yeah, it's been a lot to process, you know. For a while, I've honestly tried to process throughout the week, like, why? You know, I hope it's an inspiring story for others, and I've tried to glorify God in everything I'm doing this week, to be truthful, and use my platform to do that. But it's been a lot. Like, it's, again, Bob, I think, like, going to whatever tournament's next on the schedule, how could it feel like this? You know, I think it's a great, I have to look at it as a learning experience, really. That's what I'll try to do once I can kind of settle down and assess, you know, how things went out there.
Will you do a better place?
Yeah, as the week went on, it's you know, I actually hit it pretty good the last couple of days. And as the week went on, you kind of have to just get in your own bubble a little bit. With little nods like this and just kind of you hear things, and it's really neat. It's really neat to have all that support.
Did you have good attendance among family and friends?
Yeah, and again, I was just trying to stay in a bubble. I saw my wife a few times and saw my mom the one time. So yeah, there's a lot of family and friends out there. So again, I think the score is what it is. I mean, we hope to learn from it, hope to enjoy the experience, and you know, build on it from a golf standpoint.
I like the attitude there on Matt Vogt, Jeff Hathorn. I think that he had the right approach. That just sounds like a guy who's got his head screwed on very straight and has his feet planted on the ground about all this. I just liked what I heard there.
I mean, obviously, he knows who Pompeiani is.
Oh, yeah.
He's able to call him out by name.
Yeah, he was more excited to talk to Pomp than Pomp was to talk to him, and I guarantee you Pomp was pumped up.
What Pomp didn't want to hear is probably what he told him off camera was, I used to watch you when I was a kid.
I had that same thought listening to that exchange. I really did.
What I really liked about what he said was, I'm not just going to go take a nap and mope. I'm going to go work. If Friday is my final round or only other round in a U.S. Open, I'm going to make it worth something. And I just appreciate that mentality. I mean, all the things that he's been through, all the emotions. I mean, the emotions he's had in what has it been, 10 days? Are incredible. And if you go back a month, unfortunately him losing his father, I mean, it's that roller coaster, and to be able to handle it like he is and be the example that he is for all of us and just chasing our dreams and how to handle when something doesn't go your way. Kudos to the dentist.
Jeff, just before we give our final thoughts, what we're looking ahead for tomorrow, Chris Kirk out on in 41 on the front nine. He's playing the course traditionally today. Has ripped off four birdies in a row
right
on the back nine to get it back to plus two heading into the 16th hole. So he has done the reverse. He has buckled his chin strap and has a chance if he birdies one or two more. He birdies two more of the three holes here that he's got left. He would go out in 20 or come in, excuse me, in 29 and get it all the way back to even par. That would be one hell of a 70, a 41-29.
Man, that would give you, imagine riding that into an early tee time tomorrow.
No kidding.
I mean, that's some crazy playing out here. I mean, that's one of the overarching things to me. I've been amazed by the number of birdies out here. I mean, we've seen the big scores. We've seen some big names in plus digits. But the number, even for those guys, the number of birdies has been eye-opening to me.
I think that's indicative of a good test. If you hit it where you're supposed to hit it, you're going to have a chance to execute. If you'd hit it where you're not supposed to hit it, pack a lunch, good luck. Before we get over to the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, Jeff, I'll just narrow it down to one thing, honestly, that I'm watching. Is Brooks Koepka, who's now got the morning tee time tomorrow, the earlier tee time, is he going to follow it up? Because he's two under, he's two back of the lead. He is the biggest name lurking in the top five, one shot ahead of Jon Rahm, two off of J.J. Spahn. I think if Brooks Koepka goes into the weekend with a share of the lead, I'm not saying I would anoint him the winner, but man, it would, just knowing his history, it would feel like, hey, the Terminator, you thought he was actually gone. No, he's back, and this guy, like I said earlier, is a big game hunter, and there's no bigger game than the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I want to see Rahm. Adam Scott's kind of lurking. And I know he's older. Maybe he's not at the crux of his game, but he's been playing some decent golf recently, and I want to see what Adam Scott as a dark horse does tomorrow. If we're just looking at a bizarre name who's won some big tournaments in his career. Let's see what the Aussie does on Friday.
He's Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, I appreciate it and appreciate everything you were bringing to the table today, all those Oakmont minutes and updates here on 93.7 The Fan. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chris. See you tomorrow.
He's Jeff Hathorn. He was live at the Media Center for this Going Low Oakmont special. A huge thank you to Oakmont Bakery. We'll be back here tomorrow for the PM team and for this Going Low Oakmont special. I'll be back for Going Low proper on Saturday morning. Oakmont Bakery, they have been phenomenal hosts today, and I know that'll continue tomorrow. Come down here, get some delicious baked goods and pastries and all sorts of good stuff that I frankly want to devour at all times. North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Dan Zangrilli is next here on 93.7 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.